WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, you know I'm going to talk about Guess What today. Yeah, you know, being a former TV sitcom writer and all. Roseanne. She just can't stop herself. Before she grabbed her crotch at the ball game national anthem and posed as Hitler baking dead Jewish people as cookies. Yeah, she did that. Well, anyway, that's who she is, folks. So now, after a great comeback with a pretty good show, topical, funny, really kind of timely and important, she shoots herself and the rest of us in the foot in the mouth. Well, that was a mixed metaphor, but you know what I mean. I'd say there was a 50-50 chance she would have been admonished in some way, made to apologize, but not canceled, except for the fact that an African-American woman finally had a seat at the table, head of ABC TV. Yeah. She got to be there. See, we have to be there to make our voices heard. Oh, would I have liked to have been a fly on the wall for that meeting. Strange that Tom Arnold is the more normal of that odd couple when they were married. He says on Twitter that Roseanne blocks him. Anyway, she can't go away, as it's not in her nature. She and deranged Donnie are working off the same playbook. Open mouth, bad words pour out, ugly as they might be, and then just double down. Unfortunately, he's still there. And oh yeah, he made it about him, as he's wont to do. Why didn't ABC call me and apologize for saying mean things about me? Would you like some cheese with that wine, sir? You see, he doesn't quite get why calling someone out on lies or pointing out their disgusting comments isn't the same as making racist statements. That gets you canceled. Believe me, he'd like to do that too, and boy, would we like to cancel him. Bye-bye, Roseanne. Please, Mr. Mueller, get to deranged Donnie so we can say bye-bye to him too. Wow, this morning's New York Post is so funny, so right on, I can't resist sharing for those of you who are post-deprived. Picture of you-know-who, deranged Donnie, sitting with a Joker-like smile at his desk and Kim Kardashian like a wraith behind him. The headline, this is what it said, I swear to you. Okay, ready? Headline, Trump meets Rump. Yeah. Then second headline, other big ass summit. Okay, yeah, don't say I never made you laugh. Bye-bye.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.